This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. The superintendent of New Mexico's largest school district is backtracking on a promise to channel federal pandemic relief toward employee bonuses. The proposed payments of at least $6 million were thrown in doubt today after state auditors warned the bonuses could violate state constitutional provisions against giving away taxpayer dollars. Albuquerque Public Schools Superintendent Scott Elder said yesterday that the Constitution may prevent the district from delivering last week's promised payments of $1,000 to full-time teachers and staff, and $500 for part-timers in recognition of work since the outbreak of the pandemic. Payments were scheduled for about 12,000 employees. State Auditor Brian Colon said the anti-donation clause of the New Mexico Constitution prohibits retroactive compensation after services are rendered, and that the proposed bonuses would likely have resulted in an audit. Elder hinted at an unspecified new plan to pay employees for extra COVID-related work that lies ahead. The New Mexico Public Education Department suspended the Los Lunas School Board over allegations that multiple board members violated ethical standards and procurement and public access laws. State officials made the announcement today, saying that it first warned the board about violations in November and that training for board members followed in January and February. Despite those efforts, the agency said certain unnamed board members persisted in engaging in improper conduct. The Public Education Department said it has credible evidence that one or more board members knowingly misrepresented information in public meetings, violated the state public records law by not producing records as required, and bypassed procurement procedures by demanding contracts for goods and services be awarded to certain vendors. Other claims include falsifying allegations about financial misconduct, interfering with personnel matters, and demanding that family members be hired. State officials said the information about the violations was sent to state police and the state auditor's office. The Rio Arriba County Sheriff's Office is being sued for harassing and retaliating against a journalist who reported on police misconduct. The lawsuit filed today by the ACLU of New Mexico and Rothstein Donatelli Law Firm for Tabitha Clay, who reported in the Rio Grande Sun that a deputy unlawfully tased a minor. According to the suit, the sheriff's office responded to Clay's article by denying her records and dispatch reports, and that officers threatened to arrest her at the scene of a car crash, forbid her from entering a courthouse with reporting equipment, and then attempted to intimidate her by parking outside her apartment at night. The lawsuit brings claims against the Rio Arriba County Sheriff's Office, the Board of County Commissioners, Sheriff James D. Lujan, and former Deputy Jeremy Barnes for retaliation and violation of Clay's First Amendment rights. Rothstein Donatelli LLP is a financial supporter of KUNM. U.S. wildlife managers proposed federal protections for the lesser prairie chicken, saying its habitat across five states is in danger of becoming more fragmented, and the effects of climate change are expected to take a further toll on the species. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service today said it will consider public comments and scientific information over the coming months before making a final determination. The chicken's habitat spans parts of five states, including a portion of New Mexico's oil-rich Permian Basin. Landowners and the oil and gas industry have been working on voluntary conservation programs. Still, federal officials say they're proposing to list the northern population as threatened and those in eastern New Mexico and the southern Texas panhandle as endangered. The Fish and Wildlife Service in 2014 classified the bird as a threatened species, but the agency was forced to remove it 2 years later when a court ruled they failed to properly consider voluntary conservation efforts. This is KUNM.